This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Go to harrys.com/cag to claim your trial shave set today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 564. I'm your host, Chief ED, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who just loaded up on XP boosters, Wombat.
I got all your XPs right here.
Are you totally boosted right now?
I am so boosted. I actually heard the show that we did last week that no one else got to hear.
Dude, that's awesome. You must be a member of the Ubisoft Club.
I am. It's called Uplay.
Yeah.
But it's a different Uplay than right. What you would have.
You play with yourself is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's Uplay. It's actually spelled P-L-A-I-T.
Like the yogurt?
Because it's French.
It's French.
Right. Right. And it's yogurt.
Yeah. Uplay.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yep.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We took the week off last week. Because why did we take the week? Oh, because it was Mrs. Chibi's birthday last week. And when I put together...
Shipwreck wasn't available.
No, Shipwreck was available.
No, I wasn't.
He wasn't?
Certain days
he was busy, but I think...
I was busy, but...
I remember when I was putting together... See, now, like, we're such big time now that we get sponsors. And believe it or not, these sponsors, they book the stuff, like, up to a year in advance, even. So when I put together the schedule for the year... I was really doing it at the beginning of the year, and I saw this was Shima's birthday week and figured let's maybe not put an ad there. So if we have to, we could take the show off that week.
Did you do anything special for the Mrs. birthday?
Yeah.
That you could talk about on the show without making me vomit?
No. So Mrs. Chibi's favorite author is a guy named Harumi Murakami, and he's a super popular author in Japan, like the most famous author in Japan.
Does that translate into J.K. Rowling?
No. That's a good question. Very good question, though. His books are much stranger than the Harry Potter series.
That's one Q84? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
I read that one.
I read some of that one.
It's very long.
I don't know how to read.
It is very long.
Oh, so anyway, to get back to the present, the gift. So I somehow came across that this guy was going to be at the New Yorker Festival, which is something that they hold in Manhattan, that New Yorker Magazine holds. And they have like basically their journalist interview all kinds of famous people, including Murakami. So I was way ahead of the game and I found it when the tickets went on sale. And I was like, bam, right online, right when I need to be, bought the tickets. And we got to see a really entertaining interview with this super cute, super famous Japanese author who actually does not do any interviews in Japan like this because he's such a celebrity there. He doesn't like to feed into the whole celebrity culture there. Authors are like rock stars there. So he doesn't do any like TV interviews or anything like that. So this is a very rare
appearance.
So was
he wearing leather?
No, he's not that kind of, he's an older guy. He's not like a pervy guy, although his stories have a lot of sex in them, actually. Anyway, it was a really great experience, and he was very funny, and he just comes across, you know, everybody wants to know how he comes up with these crazy stories, and he basically just says, it's super easy. All I do is when I want to write, I go to my desk and sit down, and then I just go to some place, and all the stories just come to me, and then I just write them down. So all these, like, aspiring...
That's not easy.
So easy, right? And all these aspiring authors at the end of the show are, you know, they have question and answer period and they're trying to ask him all about his technique. And he just spent the last hour saying how it's so easy and all he does is just sit down and it comes to him. So I think he maybe some of these authors were a little discouraged to hear that because it probably doesn't come as easy to them. But anyway, it was a great experience. Mrs. Chibi loved it. And I'm a big hero.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You know, my wife bought me my birthday present for this upcoming May last week.
Wait, next year's birthday present?
Yep.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, we're going to see Brian Regan in concert, but you buying tickets to go to something with your wife maybe say like, oh, I'm doing something like that for my birthday in May.
In May, right. But I kept it a secret, though.
Yeah, she should have kept it a secret, although there's also that part of me that hates surprises with a passion. Right. So
it made me nervous to keep it a secret. That's the kind of person I am. Like,
yeah, I can't. I hate not knowing. I hate knowing that a surprise is coming and not knowing what the surprise is. So, yeah, I've had to deal with that.
Put that on your list of weird things with not crying.
It's like a real thing, like to the point where when I had, work news that was going to be announced at 4 o'clock yesterday and I didn't know what it was, my boss had to call me in the morning and talk me down and be like,
oh, man,
don't.
But okay, yeah. I understand that. I get that. It's a job. You don't know what's going on. It could be anything. It could be fired, anything. But a birthday present.
Right. I'm getting a present.
Like, I got you a present, but you don't get to know what it is. I would not know.
Damn you.
Yeah. I mean, the present.
Return it.
I'm assuming the present isn't like a kick in the nuts or something. It's going to be something positive.
Probably, but you never know. I just don't like surprises.
That is weird to me.
How do you open any gift?
with extreme hesitation.
Wow. Huh.
I don't know. It's just me. I don't know. Okay, whatever. I never claim to be a normal, sane person. I don't ever remember like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the normal, sane one. It's never been said on this show.
We must have a listener who is a psychiatrist or something who can take those two things.
I believe the word is wacko, I think is what he would just. Oh, there's like a big rubber stamp that they put on the file.
I'm sure there's a more technical term that is clinical.
Wacko. Oh, I also killed my mother and owned a motel for a short period of time. that's unrelated.
Yes, yes. It's all a vast tapestry.
Yes. Halloween.
No, that was a different
month. I know, but it's Halloween month. I'm kidding.
Yes, I was going to put out, I bought all these, well, I keep stockpiling.
You were going to put out?
No, I was going to put out my Halloween decorations. I have so many because every year I just buy a little bit more and more and I don't throw anything out. But
been there, done that.
I feel pretty stupid though. Like I was going to do it today, but it was 80 degrees today.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Putting out Halloween decorations when it's 80 degrees out, it doesn't feel very fall-like.
We put some our decorations out. We put the tombstones in the yard. We got some new hands to stick in the ground.
I got those. Target?
We got the green ones.
Yep, got those.
And we also got the hands that they sell at Target that you could tie to a tree.
I was going to get those. Are those good?
They're pretty cool. Okay. We have those. Yeah, those are on. I got a snake skeleton. Shit. And we have that.
We need a picture of that. Put a picture up.
I will. Good. It's nice. It's good stuff.
In other news, I joined a gym today.
Wow. Which one?
It's not like a conventional gym. It's called Orange Theory. So it's not like you just go to the gym and like work out. You book a time and then there's a class. There's an hour class and there's somebody leads the class and there's like treadmills and rowing machines and weights and some other like stretchy things attached to the wall. I only went once. I went today.
You're going
to
get buff? Are we going to call you Buffy D?
It's not that. It's that I play table tennis like twice a week and 20 minutes in, I'm dead. I'm drenched in sweat. I'm like, my heart is exploding inside my chest and I'm just exhausted. And there's guys that I play against who are like much older than me and like they seem fine. So I just got tired of that. And this place is like, the price is very reasonable. It's like, I don't know, you pay like $13 a class or something like that. It's got like this, you wear like this heart tracker on you and then it puts your name up on the screen on a big TV. And it gives you all these stats and what you're doing. It's like gym 2.0. It's pretty cool. It's not an ad, by the way. They're not paying me. I'm paying them. But I was very impressed. It's called Orange Theory, if you want to check it out, for our listeners.
All right.
I already tried to get you to check it out, and you said no way.
No, I don't. When I have no time.
I can't get you to check out anything.
I wish I had time to go to the gym, but I don't.
Right.
That is what it is.
I can't get you to watch Cobra Kai. How am I going to get you?
You don't want
to
be me.
How am I going to get you to go to the gym if I can't get you to watch Cobra Kai?
Speaking of Cobra Kai, show feedback. Aries04 has to say, Wombat and Shipwreck are doing CatCast listeners a disservice by not watching this Cobra Kai series.
Yes.
The spoiler cast that could be had on the series would be epic, given Wombat's film background and Shipwreck's propensity to geek out on 80s references. I watched the whole thing off of Cheapy D's high recommendation, and I'm glad I did because it's so good! It's only one of the few series that actually gets better as it progresses. Do us a solid and check it out, please, guys. Cheapy, we need a spoiler cast of Cobra Kai Season 1, so I'm not opposed to you pestering your gracious co-host for a few more weeks till they watch.
Pester, 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 pester. I finished the season. Mrs. Cheapy and I finished the season, and the season finale was fucking fantastic. I said wow a few times, and Mrs. Cheapy, the fact that Mrs. Cheapy is 100% all in should really tell you all you need to know. She's very discriminating. Viewer, she's not gonna fuck
but
around.
We don't like the same things.
That's not how you know. Well, you don't.
Because I know.
But
because anytime I recommend something, you say my wife would never watch that. So
But forget about that. I'm telling you. And when I tweeted out, I posted a tweet after I finished the season finale about how great it was and how
to Billy Zabka and Ralph Macchio.
No,
did
I just,
they reply
just
back to
into
you?
The Twitter sphere, oh, okay. And so many people replied back saying that they loved it. It got 35 likes, which is a lot for one of my lame ass tweets. Unless it's a picture of Reggie looking at an Xbox One S. But I don't know. It was just really amazingly well. It should not exist. That's how good it is.
All right.
I don't know what else I could say.
If you can get Billy Zabka to tweet to me telling me that I should go watch the show.
Okay.
I'll get a trial of YouTube Red and watch it.
Okay. What about Ralph Macchio?
Nah, fuck that guy. That's not true. I actually met him once and he was really nice, but.
Okay. I will work on that. You might have to remind me, but I'll see what I can
do. Okay. All right.
Okay. Any other show feedback?
Sure. Daniel Nielsen has to say, I can't believe I got conned into watching that first episode of Cobra Kai. It's not good.
Let me tell you something. Let's go to Rotten Tomatoes right now.
I don't care.
Let us look at the 100% fresh from 35 reviews and the audience score of 95%. That is a very good score. And that's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Always look eye, Wombat. Always look eye. Okay. Watch this, bitches?
Sure.
Well, this is your news to talk about, Wombat, because I don't know. I don't know why it is your news to talk about. But
yeah, James Gunn is going to be doing the Suicide Squad. He's at least writing it. But he may be directing it also.
Interesting.
Which is interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like those Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I do think he got a raw deal. We'll see what happens. Maybe he'll make good movies.
Does Warner Brothers know about the tweets?
They don't care.
Did anybody tell them about the tweets?
I doubt it.
They drew Batman's dick in the comic. You think they care about the tweets?
he's got a point.
They're at this. That's where they are right now. They're like, right. Batman's dick. Let's just hire this guy. Who cares?
Well,
what
I mean, you know, the inside joke or not so inside joke was just that Suicide Squad film was DC's attempt at, you know, capturing that Guardians of the Galaxy vibe and audience.
It did not work. I can see that, though. That does make sense. I mean, I could tell they were going for it.
Yeah, totally. And now,
not totally.
I mean,
if you don't succeed.
Ensemble cast, like jokes, but not good ones.
Yeah, sure. Lesser known characters. Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, no. The recipe was there. They just forgot to, you know,
they put salt in instead of sugar, like what I did in junior high.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of DC.
It still was one of the better DC like
I know
movies.
I know though. That's the problem.
And the most comfortable pair of shoes made out of shit is still shoes made out of shit.
Right. So. But you could at least tell they were shoes. Some of the other ones, I'm not sure you would know that you're supposed to put them on your feet.
Right. Right. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Speaking of DC, we just watched, the whole family actually, just watched Batman Bad Blood, which just came out on Netflix. It's a DC animated movie.
I watched it today.
Oh, on the train?
On the choo-choo.
We liked it.
I liked it too.
A lot of action. Lesbian Batwoman.
Yep.
Did
you see the pictures of Ruby Rose in her Batwoman costume?
She looks just like the cartoon.
I know. It's pretty crazy, right?
It's 100% looks just like Batwoman in the cartoon, in this movie. I know. Bad Blood.
Yep. You may have to check that out when those episodes air.
What? Oh, is that going to be a TV show?
They're doing the big crossover event of all the CW shows later this year, you know, where Supergirl and then The Flash and Arrow have like an hour, you know, like a 3-hour episode.
Okay.
So she's going to be on that, and then they're shooting a pilot. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah. I think that could be cool. She seemed good.
I think so too.
We also started watching season 2 of The Gifted.
How's that?
Which is the Marvel show on...
Fox.
We watch it on Hulu, Fox. So I don't know. It's real good. I mean, it's very solid. Good, you know, good powers, good action. Interesting story. You got the Hellfire Club in there. I don't know. I recommend it. It's a good one.
All right.
Ooh, I see some good movies coming up on this list. I'm excited.
Who wants to go first? Shipwreck, do you want to go first or should I go first?
What are we talking about? Solo?
Yep. I watched Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it Solo?
GP and I did a spoiler cast on this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Did we?
Did you?
Yeah. I think we did.
Okay.
I saw Solo.
It's really good, right?
It's so weird when you're watching a movie that really never needed to be made.
Right.
Like, I'm sure you could say that about every movie. Like, no movie ever needed to be made. But you watch that movie, you're like, what's the point of this?
To make money.
And it didn't, even worse.
It was pretty, I mean, I watched in the theater and, you know, when you're sitting in the theater by yourself watching it,
I'm not saying I hated it. I'm just saying it was pointless.
It needed to be about different characters.
Yeah.
Like if these were different Star Wars characters.
That's kind of what I was thinking the whole time too.
Like exactly. That's what everybody was thinking.
If this was in Han Solo, if it was, you know, Frank alone.
And it wasn't Chewbacca, it was some other Wookiee.
Or not a Wookiee.
Or, yeah, just some other alien thing.
Yeah.
That would make a lot more sense. But the whole time you're thinking, is this how Chewbacca, like, really acts? He's like a fucking deranged lunatic, but also can fly a spaceship. And did you enjoy how Han got his last name?
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
That was like, that's like right out of Mad Magazine.
It was all very convenient. It was a lot of winks the movie. I found it weird that they sort of set up like a weird sequel thing also for a movie that I don't think there was ever an intention of there being a sequel.
It doesn't hurt to.
I think it's like video games now. Like they always just put the sequel in there just in case that it succeeds. They can make another one.
It's very weird. It's not a good movie.
No.
And I did like it more than Rogue One.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, it's less painful than that. That was sort of like...
And the back half of Solo, not the half, the last half hour of Solo is actually pretty good.
I guess.
As far as like a fun action-y
I don't know. Again, it's that same problem that it's the Star Wars dilemma in the sense that you have these three movies that were made, really at this point, even six movies that were made, whether you like the original, the whatever, episodes 1-3 or not is besides the point. You have these movies that were made and were not never meant to be expanded upon, but never meant to be expanded upon, I guess, in this way. And they're trying to, you know, you're like, okay, here's our plot. Here's our story. How does it fit in this timeline? how do we make this fit into this? How do you say this happened without whilst this thing that happened
ruining,
you know,
other
40
shit
years ago already, you know, makes sense. And it's not easy. I'm not saying it's impossible. It's just, it's a very complicated thing to do. And I don't think they've really nailed it yet. The closest was probably The Force Awakens, because that movie really kind of resets everything. And they took that a step further in The Last Jedi, which is, we're not, I don't want to talk about that, but because <Right. laughs> that'll be an hour. But yeah, I don't know.
Right. Enough. Let's not talk about bad movies anymore. Let's talk about Venom.
Let's talk about the number one movie in America.
Yeah.
Did you both see Venom?
No. I thought about going to the 40X show.
I was going to be all on board with you going to see Venom because I'd already seen it.
Yeah.
And Cheapy was like asking me if he should go see it in 40X. So I'm like, okay, yeah, that maybe. And then like,
will I laugh?
And then he said that Shimo was with him. And I was like,
right.
I don't know. Right. So Venom it's not a terrible movie by any means. Its pacing is though. So Venom, I'm going to stay away from spoilers.
Yeah.
But so
I had the ending spoiled for me, the twist, whatever.
The post credits scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Well that I'm not, yeah, we won't get into that.
Yeah. I had it soloed for me.
That's fine. I mean, that's not even that big of a anything. It's what you would figure. It's just you might not know all the details. So, Venom proper does not show up until about 45 minutes into this film.
The Transformers
seems so weird. The Godzilla scenario.
Right. No. Yeah. Perfect analogy there. Yeah. It's Eddie Brock and his girlfriend, and the bad guy is Elon Musk.
What?
And then there's Eddie Brock and his girlfriend become exes, and then there's Eddie Brock's ex-girlfriend's boyfriend Dan.
This is Dan, what we all learn about before we see Venom.
Yeah. Dan is in the movie a lot.
Dan. I remember him from Secret Wars.
Dan. Dan's last name is Beyonder, smartass.
It's just Dan.
I might see it if I get lonely or something.
So, I mean, I'll see it eventually. I know that. I just don't know if I'll see it in
the
theater.
The whole first part of the movie could be greatly condensed, and it could have gotten to like the action scenes. Like I would compare this, I don't know, like to, it reminds me of kind of like Spawn, where it was like, okay, that's kind of okay to watch. It's got the right like action type stuff in it.
But the execution's just a little off.
Yeah. Like there's a scene like, pretty early on when he becomes Venom, where...
So, 90% into the film.
Right, 90% into the film. He's... I think it's the second fight in the film or something like that. And he, like, is in this office building of whatever. And then all of a sudden, he's just fighting a bunch of SWAT officers. Just... Like, there's no real reason. Like, they were
gotta kill somebody,
right? He had to fight somebody. So here's like 30 SWAT officers that I guess just, I don't know,
murdered.
Kate came in, and then there's the problem with Venom where, so you don't know whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, kind of, right?
He's well, that's an good. Anti-hero. I like movies like that,
but. Eddie Brock is he's basically a good guy.
Okay.
And the turning point for the symbiote, the Venom part of him, is it's laughable.
All right, you're not going to tell us, though.
I'm not going to tell you because you've got to see it for yourself. Okay. And the way that, I don't know. It's an interesting, it's worth watching, I guess. I mean, it's the most successful October opening ever.
I saw that. That's weird.
By we'll see 20 what
million,
this
like
weekend.
It made $80 million.
Yep.
In the course, that's 20 million more than anything that's ever been released in October.
They must have paid a lot of marketing dollars.
You see ads for it, but I wouldn't say it went insane. Nothing crazy. Yeah.
All right. Well,
there's room for Venom, I will say. You can tell that Sony really wants him to be in the universe. But just as you start the movie and you're like, they're showing all the logos and I'm like, huh, did Marvel not give them the comic flip before this movie started?
They have, I think they use a footage of a comic going into a garbage can.
No, but so then eventually it comes up there on the screen. I'm like, oh, okay, they got it. And then, but it, then like it has like this, it reads like a disclaimer when I read it. It's like,
oh no.
In association with Marvel or something. Right. Like
they looked at this.
Right.
Well, they know we made this. Kevin Feige's name is not on that movie, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean that's always the tell on whether or not you're watching a good Marvel movie or a bad one. Mm-hmm.
But this is much better than people were asking me how would I compare this to the latest Fantastic Four movie? And this is loads better than that.
Okay. Well, it doesn't take much. Right. I've had loads better than that.
Right. This is not anywhere close to what the Marvel movies are, as well as far as this is a completely enjoyable ride and it's well put together, as far as how you put a movie together. But it's very watchable. I would watch it again.
The popcorn is good. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, you just show up, don't worry about showing up 40 minutes into the film. You're going to be able to catch up pretty quickly. Huh. And I think you'd enjoy it from that point on.
All right. There you go. There's some Read This Bitches, I think.
Yeah, I got a book.
Wow.
That I think Ty would really like.
Oh.
It's called Anatomy of a Metahuman.
Okay. I'm going to look it up on Amazon while you talk about
it. Yes, you could look it up on Amazon. It is a book by the fine folks at Detective Comics Industries.
It's $107.
No, I got it for $32. No, less than that.
On Amazon, it's $107.
I know. I think it sold out really quickly.
Yeah.
I got mine. I would recommend trying Barnes and Noble. That's how I got my copy.
Okay.
And make sure you have the Honey browser installed because you'll get a discount on top of it.
Is this a novel? What is this?
It's not a novel.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at the pages. It's like an encyclopedia.
It's sort of like an encyclopedia, but it's cross sections of selected superheroes where you see their insides. And the conceit of the book is that it's Batman's journal.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it's his words on, on studying the metaphysiology of these metahumans, for Superman, and he writes about, thankfully Clark was kind enough to subject himself to tests and I discovered this. Although I can't cut them open, I can surmise by this that it's this. And
oh, yeah, he would like that.
It's really cool. And then he's like, Swamp Thing is
Batman
in there.
Batman find the time to write all these books?
I don't know, but who cares? But I the thing is,
he has a ghostwriter.
You just buy it. Also, really, Batman's that good an artist? But whatever. I'll let it slide. It's a fun conceit of the book.
Why wouldn't Batman be that good of an artist?
I don't know. I guess he's got a steady hand. But it's, you kind of go with it. It's all written from his perspective. Cool. There's a lot of text in it. And the art is amazing. Everyone in my house was just pouring through the pages, being like, this is so cool.
Cool. Ty's got a birthday coming up, so I will...
Anatomy of a Metahuman.
All right, dude. Thanks.
Nothing kids like more for their birthday than books.
I just got the McElroy's new book, the Sawbones book.
How's that?
It's really, I haven't read it yet because it just came today, but I wasn't expecting a nice bound hardcover book. I thought it was just going to be paperback or something. Looks great. It's a really good looking book. So I'm excited.
Awesome.
How about some new releases?
How about Dems?
Let's do it.
Wait. Okay, let's do
okay.
that.
Okay, are we not ready to do it?
I don't know. I was thinking about
doing
that.
Do you want to talk about our friends first?
Yeah, let's talk about our friends Harry's first.
Okay.
That way I could spend a lot of time on Assassin's Creed and the new releases. Don't have to worry about our responsibilities.
Yep.
So let's talk about Harry's. Of course, you must know that Harry's was founded by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were tired of paying high prices for razor blades. They were so tired of it, they started their own company and bought their own German razor blade factory. And now they sell the blades direct to you over the internet for just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more. And if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. I use pretty much all the Harry's products, not just the blades and shaving cream, but I've got the face wash, I've got the post-shave balm, and now I've got the body soap in the shower, which is, by the way, on sale at Target this week, if you're interested in that.
The bar soap is amazing.
Oh, I use the liquid one. You like the bar soap?
I like that bar soap a lot. I use the Stone soap.
Okay.
It is the best bar soap I've ever used. And I'm 100% serious. It is the best bar soap I've ever used. And I've had to, my son likes to use it. And I don't like him using it because it's my soap. And I want
you don't know where that soap is going exactly when
exactly. But it's like, you know what? It's so good. I also feel like I should share it with my son because otherwise I'm just a bad father. But anyway, Harry's bar soap, it's amazing. So were the razors. And
it's all great quality stuff. And like I said, if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. We've also got a special offer for you. You can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, the weighted ergonomic handle, not a hammer. That's something else. Five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, which is awesome and seems to last forever, and the travel blade cover. All you've got to do is go to harrys.com/keg. That's right. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/keg. Make sure you go to harrys.com/keg to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you, Harry's. Now we can go to new releases.
Awesome.
Okay. Yes, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Should we just kick that off right now?
Yeah, let's do it. I got my copy in the mail, and it's up there for a week.
I do not have this game at all, so let's talk about it.
Okay, Jesus, now before we start talking about it, I played about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours maybe.
I heard the game's like 9,000 hours long unless you pay money, and then it gets cut down to like 30.
Eight hours.
8 hours?
It's actually, it finishes the game as soon as you...
Is that what it does?
No. So I just wanted to ask, what's the last Assassin's Creed game that you guys have played?
I think Black Flag was the last one I played.
That you even played at all for even like a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Shep?
I've forgotten the order of which these games have come out.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I definitely played Black Flag, and I may have played the one after Syndicate. I played a little bit of Syndicate, and then I totally bought Assassin's Creed.
Egypt?
The one.
Pyramids?
Yeah. Assassin's Creed Pyramids, and I have not cracked the seal on that one, and it is joined on the shelf by Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Okay, well, okay. So first of all, Mrs. Chibi and I have been playing it together. Or, you know, she just watches, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's held her interest, which usually does not happen. And I think that's mostly because this game seems to be more RPG than ever, in that, you know, I only played like a very short amount of Assassin's Creed Pyramids, but you're constantly getting loot in terms of weapons and armor, and it's like you know helmets, arm guards, leg guards, all kinds of stuff. So and it's dress up, so you see the changes, and you know, as you swap out the different pieces of armor.
Are we sure the last one wasn't also called Odyssey?
It was Origins.
Origins, okay.
Odyssey A and Odyssey B.
Origins are 15th game in the series. Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to trick people. So it seems to be more RPG than ever. And you've got the skill tree, but you have more flexibility, it seems, to fill out that skill tree than other games. Again, I'm not an expert on the more recent Assassin's Creed.
They still do that dumb nonsense where you start off in the future
for like 5 seconds.
And then you gotta put a helmet on. Like a
minute. It was a minute. Like they get into the machine and you're good to go.
Like I don't have to walk around as the dude, right?
No.
They killed him in one of the games.
I think later you probably have to, but at least the beginning, no. You just jump right in. You know, the graphics are amazing. Ancient Greece is definitely a great place to set a game. I feel like if you haven't played the previous games, you'll enjoy this one more because, we talked about this, I think, the last show that, Forza Horizon 4 is so great, right? Like, amazing game. But if you played Forza Horizon 3, it's only incrementally better. Okay. Both games still great, but, some of the shock about how amazing the game is will be worn off because you played the game from the previous game. And it's just not that much different. So I feel like the longer it's been since you played an Assassin's Creed game, the more you're going to like this because they seem to have really gotten everything down, including the writing seems better. Like there's funny lines, there's funny scenes, there's heart, there's like emotional scenes. There seems to be a heart to the game. I'm really impressed so far. Really impressed. And as a video game advisor to the stars, the big Hollywood stars, Kumail Nanjiani reached out to me to ask if it was good to jump into the new Assassin's Creed game if he hadn't played the last few.
And you said, new phone, who dis?
And I said, I told him I thought he would enjoy it more, actually, if he hadn't played the previous ones. Why is he sending me messages?
Because he likes you.
But how? You. Why? And why not you?
I don't know. No one likes me. That's part of the reason.
I
don't have the game.
Did he listen to the CADcast at one point when he was doing? Because he did a gaming podcast.
Yes, like, he did Indoor Kids, which was very good.
So maybe we inspired him to do that show.
I think that we're the sole inspiration for his entire career.
Probably the Big Sick was inspired by us as well.
Yeah, that's the story of us.
He heard about your mental problems, not being able to cry in movies and can't handle surprises.
That's basically it.
Anyway. That was we got some other assassins.
Maybe it'll be a good deal on the Black Fridays, and I'll pick it up.
Sure. I mean, these Assassin's Creed games never drop in price.
Exactly. Like, although I still haven't, Origin still hasn't quite hit my sweet spot.
It hit really low because that's when I picked it up.
You got the gold edition for like.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. It was at Target 40. When they 30
or
40?
30.
If I saw the gold edition for my Target, didn't have that. So.
Which, speaking of that, I picked up the premium edition of Ni No Kuni at Target.
Nice. For $19.99, I saw.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That is a great
deal. Let me go through some of these questions from our listeners about Assassin's Creed. This is from Papa Gino, 1961. Big fan of your pizza. Please discuss Assassin's Creed Odyssey and whether the level gating means you have to grind too much if you don't want to buy the permanent XP boost microtransaction. Some people they had written in and had heard that even in the very beginning of the game, that if you don't buy the XP boosters, that you're going to be doing a lot of grinding because, your character is a certain level and the quests are a certain level. And if your character is not at that level, it makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to do those quests. But I'd never once considered even looking into the store to check out the XP boosters. I'm looking at this game like a pretty standard RPG in which that's basically par for the course, regardless if there's any microtransactions or not. That's how RPGs work, do they not? You level your guy up so he can be more powerful, so you can do the missions and repeat. So I don't see that at the beginning of the game. I don't see any need or even, I didn't think anything was up whatsoever. I have no idea what happens later in the game. Like I said, I'm only like, 5 hours in or something. But no, I don't see any problem. And at Dirk Fett writes in, he says, I'm a little over 20 hours in, and like any RPG I played, I do the side quests. At this point, I'm ahead of the level curve. Side quests are just part of playing an RPG. I don't see why people bitch so much about it. And then on the other hand, at Brian Hackney writes in and says, they have gone completely off the rails. I don't understand how people can crucify EA for microtransactions in Battlefront 2 when Ubi has to put out a damn chart for all their games so you know what you aren't getting because you can't afford the most expensive version.
I agree. I don't disagree with that one, by the way.
Well, that's something. He's not talking about the microtransactions.
I know, but it does feel like Ubisoft gets a free pass. Like, people... Yeah. If EA, which they do pull this nonsense, yeah, I mean, I was looking because it's on sale this week. I wasn't going to buy it, but it's on sale on the Xbox Live Gold, was the whatever, the super edition of Madden 19.
Right.
And just for my own curiosity, I wanted to see what was included with it. Boy, do they don't give you anything. Even in the super duper version of that game, it's... You get to choose one of seven Hall of Famers.
Oh, for your ultimate
for your
team?
Game. You don't even get all seven for $100. No.
Hockey's the same way. It was super cheap.
You choose.
Who did you choose?
I didn't buy it. I don't know who I would choose though. I don't know who the choices are either. So I guess that kind of helps.
Anthony Munoz.
Yeah, exactly.
I chose an offensive lineman because he's the only Hall of Famer from the Bengals.
So I get why people are upset about the microtransactions in Assassin's Creed. It sounds like nefarious, and the reality
probably is.
The reality is, you know, it's kind of predatory, regardless of whether or not any difficulty was adjusted to try to encourage the purchase of the microtransactions.
The perception's already out there.
The perception is out there, which is bad, but...
How's that game that you play that they want you to buy all the operators in?
Rainbow Six.
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
They have XP boosters in that too.
They do.
That one, I feel like, I mean, I probably do need those.
That game's a free to play game that they charge you for.
Yeah, totally.
It seems to be working out all right for them.
Yeah.
And that's just it, is that people are like, yeah, but this is different because we're all hypocrites.
Right. So the problem is they put these XP boosters in, and let's say they are innocuous in that the gameplay difficulty was not changed at all if there weren't any. But even still, I don't know that that makes it necessarily okay. There are people out there who, I don't know, they can't help it, right? They're just like, oh, I see this, and I guess I got to buy it. And I don't know. It's hard to feel good about that. Even if they haven't done anything more nefarious, like try to encourage it through the design.
What if you look at this in a different light, put a positive spin on it, that it encourages you to do the side quests, that it encourages you to play the game that you bought to the fullest?
It's a big ass game.
Well, you're getting your money's worth.
I think, yeah. I don't want to say too much because I just haven't played that much and I like to be kind of educated. But for now, I haven't even looked at the microtransaction store. So yeah, really like the game so far. It's really good. All right, let's move on, I think. Oh no, we're still doing
what? We're still doing new releases.
We're still doing new releases. We only talked about one.
I know. We haven't even played Switch game or not yet.
Right.
I've been playing one of the new releases this week.
What's that?
I've been playing Space Hulk Tactics.
Really?
Yes.
Physical or digital?
Digital. They were kind enough to send me a copy.
What is that?
It is, are you familiar with the Warhammer 40,000 series?
Yes.
Okay.
I play it's that other one that, what did I say? With the rats? Vermintide.
Yeah. Yes, it is made by Games Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tactics game similar to, say, an XCOM.
Okay.
Or that game with Mario and the Rabbids.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's that. But with the Warhammer 40,000, soldiers or the space bugs. You could play as both.
Okay.
I played about an hour and a half last night. I did like six maps, we'll say. Six.
Okay.
I won, I think, half the time. I'm very bad at it. It's not bad, actually. It's fun. It is a lot of fun. I enjoy these kind of games, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. So I'm the target audience. I like XCOM. I like Halo Wars. So, you know, although Halo Wars is the different type of strategy. But you get where I'm going.
I do.
Yes. Real-time versus turn-based. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's not bad. I don't have much of a variation on my troops yet, so I'd like to see more of that. Like, do you get... I have, like, maybe one in new weapon for one of my guys, so I'd like to see more variation on weapons and characters. The maps are kind of small and fairly narrow, which I think makes them more difficult, because there's really no place to hide, and it's difficult to flank.
Is it more like close quarters than
it is? XCOM? It's a little more close quarters than XCOM. XCOM, the maps are much more spread out, and there are buildings to go inside or on top of. This doesn't really have that. It's very much like you're in a hallway, and the hallway could be like a square or a T or an H or something like that. So it is. It's not the maps are smaller, the quarters are close, but it also makes the game a little more intense at times. Because, you know, it's like, okay, I could stay here, I could turn on my Overwatch, which, you know, so if the bug comes out, I'll auto shoot. But what, you know, it's like, but then I can't move far enough. If I risk it and try to move, maybe I'll get that much closer if I get lucky. It's a little intense, but it's good. It's a good game. I'm enjoying it. Again, it's a little bare bones, but okay. It also is a, you know, it's being sold at a budget price at $40. So
okay.
It's not bad at all.
What's it called again?
It's called Space Hulk Tactics.
So, tells you exactly what you get.
Yeah. Exactly. If right you're familiar with these,
to shit.
Good one.
Yes. So I'm glad you're enjoying shit.
It's a good way. Okay. Oh, what else we got?
We've got
Mark the Ninja is back.
Yeah, Mark's back.
I see that.
Our good friend Mark the Ninja has been remastered.
And it's free if on Xbox One, at least, I know, if you owned it on...
Oh, that's cool.
The last version? The 360
which
version?
I believe we all did. So
I know I did. I loved Mark.
Yep, I downloaded good it guy. Today. I forgot it was there, though, when I came home. I would have played a little bit of it before the show. But yeah, Mark the Ninja. I have to check that out. I really enjoyed that game. I'm looking forward to revisiting it.
Okay, so you guys ready to play Switch game or not Switch game?
Well, what, sure. Wait. Well, before we do that, also Pinball FX 3, the Williams.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Came out.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good. It's good.
Good.
Yeah, I played all four new tables. You got the free fishing one, which is great. You have Black Knight. And there's
you have Medieval Madness.
Medieval Madness, sorry, don't sue me. Medieval Madness, Real Fishing,
Junkyard, The Getaway, High Speed 2.
Yes, and they're fun, and you know, I like the pushing the button in mid game, so you could see what their upgrades to the tables versus what the original tables look like. That's actually kind of fun to do. Elliot and I were enjoying that. So, yeah, check them out.
Cool.
They're great tables. Classic. Mm-hmm. Classic licenses, real tables. I also finally played the solo tables because I didn't want to play them until I saw the movie.
You didn't want anything spoiled.
Exactly. The actual solo table is really good. That's a really good. They did a good job on that one. So,
cool.
Give a shout out to that, too.
All right, guys.
Now we can play Switch game or whatever.
There are one or more fake Switch games on this list.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. No. I didn't know you added them in. Okay, wait. Okay, all right. Wait.
There are one or more. Just shout them out if you got it.
Super Mario Party.
No.
Okay.
Animated Jigsaw's Japanese Women.
You didn't say that one right. You have to say that with a little breathy voice when you're saying that one. Yeah.
Okay.
That's nope. Keep going. What else?
Gimmick cosplay Jong.
That's a real game. Come on. Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on. Hardway you know party. Hot gimmick cosplay Jong.
Hardway party.
Nope.
That's oh my goodness.
I'm gonna. I think I found a Go. Fake one.
Go.
Puzzle ladies.
Yes.
Okay.
That is not $8.99. It's not coming out.
It's too short of a name, is how it's
right. I do.
Like clearly that's the off brand of animated jigsaws, Japanese women.
This is the first time I've done this, so I you know puzzle, it may not be the best.
Puzzle
one.
Ladies? Really?
Puzzle ladies, there's one more fake one in it.
I bought Puzzle Ladies this morning, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That just went right to my bank account. Thank you.
Let's see. Fast Banana?
Yes.
Really? Nice. That's not a real game. Fast nope. Bananas.
Fast Banana was my fake game.
That's a pretty good.
You know what gave it away? I know how much you love bananas.
Yep. I just bought a bunch today.
I know you have a thing for bananas.
There's high in potassium, and they make your duty come out firm.
Is Goosebumps the game? Like the game from like?
No, there's a new movie. But there's a new movie.
I know there's a new movie. But
what's the Batman? The Enemy Within, is that one? The 360 one? No, that was Blackgate Prison.
I don't even know. Is that a Telltale game?
Yeah, I think that's the Telltale.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Telltale?
Yeah.
They need to. Did they ever make that one backwards compatible? The Blackgate arcade. That was a good game. Anyway.
Well, that was fun. Thank you for playing Switch game or not.
No problem. I can't wait to buy Fast Banana 2.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. All right. Anything else for new releases?
I think we're new released.
Good. Good, 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 good. Okay. Let's move on to multi-platforming. Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught at More Jetpacks writes in and asks, how much is Wombat spending on Overwatch Legos?
All the money.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, let me check out. I didn't know what was coming out. I know I heard they announced it, but so I went on Amazon and I searched in Overwatch Lego. They don't sell those on Amazon. They do sell a thong, which is the first result that shows up when you search for that on Amazon. So you maybe don't do that at work. But yeah, I don't know exactly. Like, do you have to buy these from Blizzard or something? I'm not sure what they're doing, but there's no way to. Doesn't seem like you can order them.
The first Overwatch Lego set is a blocky Bastion.
Yeah.
And it's available now.
Where? Must be from the Blizzard store. They want all the money.
I think, yeah, it may only be on the Lego store right currently.
Or Lego store.
It's $25. All right,
so none. I don't think I wouldn't buy a Bastion Lego, that's for sure. At Carlos Sparra writes in, and he asks, are you in for next-gen streaming with xCloud and Google Stream? Those are two streaming services that have been, I guess, previewed to... I haven't really been following it too closely, but... I guess xCloud is the Microsoft one, and Google is the Google one. The Google Stream is the Google one.
I've never tried streaming a game so in my house. I don't know how good the quality. I don't know what the quality would be like.
It's entirely going to depend on how good your internet connection is and how low the latency is and how good your.
And now that net neutrality is dead, I mean. You know,
I'm sure there are huge parts of the country where this will not be a thing for a while. But if you live in like a big metropolitan area that has good internet, I think it probably will work. I've seen some of the demonstrations, like, and it does seem to work. But again, it depends where you live. So I am probably not, you know, I'll check it out at some point. But I'm fine with just, you know, putting
downloading.
The disc. Yeah, yeah. What else we got here, Wombat?
I just want to give a special shout out. Do you know what that means?
Somebody bought you something.
That's right. It's time to give a shout out to Sith Vault Boy, who after hearing my sob story last week about how I only look forward to the 2 days a week where I get to wear nice underwear, sent me a gift card to get more nice underwear.
Oh, from Mack Weldon?
From Mack Weldon. So
that's pretty thoughtful.
I can have joy in my life more than 2 days a week. And thoroughly appreciate that because that was thoughtful and hilarious at the same time.
It is weird that he's thinking about like that area on you. He seems.
Well, you know why?
No.
Because that area on me is awesome.
It should be focused on.
Exactly. Everyone listening to the show should always be thinking about my penis when I'm talking.
Right.
Yes. So thank you, Sith Vault Boy. You get the double shout out.
Sweet.
Yep.
Let's move on to Microsoft real quick. Have you guys been playing? Well, Wombat hasn't. Oh, maybe you have. Forza?
Yeah, we've all been playing that.
Yeah, Game Pass.
On the Game Pass, even though they gave me the shaft, I've still been able to play the
on
game.
On the review copy.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
It's fine. It's very good. It's more Forza Horizon.
That's the problem, right? Like, it just doesn't seem special anymore.
It's not special. It's not different. It's not particularly new. It's fun to have more of a game that I enjoy. That's never a bad thing, but I'm not over the moon.
Right.
I do think that the things that they did add in, like hats and shoes, are fucking awful.
Yeah. I want to kill somebody. When I get a super spin and I pull three, like an emote, a horn, and a hat, I want to bury the game in my backyard.
Yeah, what happened to the old days where it was free spin, new car, more credits? Those are the only three things that should be on that stupid wheel. I remember being upset when I would get 10,000 credits. Now I long for the day.
Please give me the 10,000 credits.
Just give me 10,000 credits.
I'm just trying to save up to buy this castle. Good God, I need so much money to buy this castle.
Right.
And you two probably both get the house, the VIP house that I don't get to have.
Yes.
Yeah. You two stink.
Yeah. You cannot buy a castle with the dab emote. That has no value.
Right.
Exactly. I did in a wheel spin get a 3 million credit car.
That's good. I haven't gotten anything like that.
That was pretty amazing. And Elliot was sitting next to me when we got it too. And he was like jumping up and down. It was pretty cute. So
my guy wears a green top hat and a golden skirt. And I think he has, what's he currently wearing? I think it's just like a white tuxedo jacket, or maybe it's a gold tuxedo jacket to match
classy.
The skirt. And he's got some like wading boots on, and he does the YMCA dance.
Nice. My guy does the floss,
mm-hmm.
Or the Carlton, depending upon.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we have the floss and the Carlton.
Okay.
My guy looks like Mrs. Cheapy, and she dabs her fucking ass off nonstop.
So it's like real life. It's like being in your house.
Pretty much.
It's fun game, though. I really like it.
Also, does this game, and you would know better than me, but I mean, with the Game Pass version, I don't know why, but there is one of the DLC packs you get with it, the rally cars.
Okay.
But you don't actually get the rally cars. It just makes them available for purchase in the game.
Got it.
Do you have the rally cars?
Yeah.
Unlocked? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's still really, like, they haven't figured out how to streamline the stuff that you unlock. Like, so getting the, like, if you buy or get, in a cheap and nice case, the VIP version, there's like 20-something cars, DLC cars.
They come out every week or so. They're coming out with new cars.
Yeah.
The car pass.
And every car you have to download individually, pick out your paint job, and it's like,
it's dumb.
It's too much of a process. Just throw those things into my garage and
make it red.
Right.
I can paint it later.
Right. I could paint it later. Just put them in my garage so that I can get back to playing and dancing.
It would also be nice if you could paint your car without having to get in the car in your garage.
That's how you paint cars, Wombat.
Huh?
That's how you paint cars.
You get in the car in order to paint it.
No, actually, it's not a terrible idea, because what I think is missing is similar. There's no way, even, you know, you can buy houses and stuff, so you have like your own,
which is also kind of pointless. There's no reason to have a house.
So you have your own like real estate now, but how come I can't just like park all my cars outside the house, or at least like choose like five of them to put out, because that would look cool. I want to be able to like walk around my collection. I don't want to just scroll through like a menu. I want to see them in my driveway.
Well, it's also the whole concept of, you know, you have to sit through that loading screen of the car flashing to get in the car, just to go to the paint menu, just so I could see what color options there are, just so I could decide that, you know what, I like the stock color on this car that I just got. I'm going to leave it the way it is, but I don't want to drive this car. I just wanted to see what this car I just got looks like with different colors. So now I have to go exit out of this car and get into the other car and sit through that loading time. And then it's time to go to bed.
Right.
And I haven't driven anywhere. Right. Streamline your shit, Forza.
You just stick with whatever car you're in. And
right. You have like a few cars that you use.
And right. You just go for it that way. Did they take out the camera? Like where you take pictures of the other cars?
Yes.
Because I have not unlocked that option yet, and I'm pretty far into the game.
I don't think that's in there.
I liked that in the old games.
You're collecting the photos of the cars and monies? Yeah, sure. I don't think that's in there. Should we talk about Sony for a little bit? A couple bits of Sony news.
Sure.
I finished Spider-Man.
How? What'd you think of the ending there?
I have not finished Spider-Man, so let's.
I just asked you ever going to finish Spider-Man?
Yeah, I'm playing it every day. I can only play it for like 20 minutes at a time, so it's.
So would you give the ending a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I like that. I like the ending. I thought it was like a little abrupt, and I actually said out loud, "Like what?" Like when the credits started to roll, it was a little awkward. The scene right before the ending, it seemed to end a little abruptly and not be the best place to end it necessarily. But there is a post-credit scene that...
There's two.
Yes, there's two. Yes, there are two. And those were excellent, I thought.
Yeah, the two post-credit scenes are very good. I'll agree.
And the
that.
Story overall I thought was excellent.
I like the story in this game. I agree
I
with you there, too.
It was super high quality. I mean...
The game's great. There's very little to complain about. Yeah. The fact that I laughed at 30 seconds of the game does not take away from the quality or my enjoyment of that game at all.
No, it's really one of the best games. One of the best superhero games ever. One of the best games of this year. No question. Just like a real achievement.
Yep. Real way achievement. To go, Spider-Man.
You did it.
Insomniac.
And Spider-Man.
You make great games and great cookies.
All right. In other Sony news, Sony announced that they are going to be implementing PSN name changes soon. The first one will be free. The subsequent ones will be $10. The issue is they can't really confirm what's going to happen if you change your name and you play games that came out before April of this year. The more popular ones, they'll probably make sure that they work properly. But they really... Somebody says they don't really know what's going to happen, which is like kind of weird.
They should probably know what's going to happen.
Right. They say like, eh? You could always like,
I'm just excited because I'm finally going to be able to change my name and not be Big Dick Boy 69 anymore.
Right.
I'm going to be Big Dick Boy 70.
Yes. Little Dick Boy. I don't know. My name's good. I'm all good in that department.
Yeah, I'm fine too.
I'm all good.
I didn't know that was an issue for people, to be honest, until today.
Yeah. People have complained about that forever.
I believe you. It just wasn't something on my radar.
Right. Here's a PlayStation question from Rogue Arrowman. With Borderlands 2 VR and some interesting offerings like Rick and Morty VR, is the PS VR worth it? If not at this price, what would you guys pay for it? Real people money, not shipwreck money. Damn, I can hear Wombat already. They'd have to pay me. Ha 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 ha.
They'd have to pay me.
See, he was right. Yeah. Look, if the idea of wearing a helmet and playing video games is appealing to you and you don't see that like being annoying at all, then there are a lot of games out. I will say that Sony has been putting out a consistent stream of games. They're not... You know, most of them are not like AAA games, but there's a lot of content out for it. It's really about how do you feel comfortable wearing a VR helmet and playing video games? I don't feel that comfortable doing it. So it's hard for me to really get excited about anything that's on PS and any VR at this point. But if that's not an issue for you, I'd say it seems like a pretty reasonable price. It's only going to be getting cheaper. I don't know. I guess you gotta really. Maybe you can try it somewhere.
$50.
$50. There's the price.
I would totally. I would. Yeah. $50. Yeah.
Okay. There's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't care about this. Nintendo put out a new version of Zelda, but none of us read about it, so we don't know anything.
How's your watch? Nice. How's your watch?
Wait, Wombat's pushing to finish the show as soon as possible. What's like, that, Wombat?
It's the next thing on the outline. I'm like, how's your watch?
I bought
keeping the flow.
Good, thank you. I bought the new Nike Apple Watch Series 4. It just showed up yesterday. I will tell you a few things. First of all, I had a the first gen watch. Obviously, much faster. The battery is way better. I'm at 62% today, and I exercised a lot. And so normally the battery would be at like 10% by now with that much exercise. The screen is a little bigger, but it seems to make a very big difference. One of the things for me was like, you know, you put the code in every time you unlock the watch. Those buttons were a little small, pushing in the number buttons. Now with the extra big screen, no problem.
Does it unlock with your phone?
When you take it off, and I'm saying like if you take the watch off,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it back on, you got to put the code in, no?
Or you can just unlock your phone.
Oh, okay. I didn't. You know, I may never have noticed that.
Maybe it was different on the Gen 1. Like I have a Gen 2.
Okay.
I'd never put the code on there cause it's annoying to put the code on.
So. Yeah. But it's not anymore now.
Because I just look at my phone and it unlocks it.
Well, that's better. I did have some problems setting it up. Like with the app, it just was not recognizing the watch and like, but I got it all sorted out. Pretty good.
Good.
Yep. And no, I didn't get the cellular one. That seems silly.
I bought some Apple stuff.
Yeah, people want to hear about it.
Oh, okay. I bought the new MacBook Pro.
All right.
The 13-inch with the 2.7 gigahertz processor.
Yeah, Christian Vizina wants to know what you think about the faulty keyboards, the dongle life, the lack of pro specs, thermal throttling, and repair lock.
I have not encountered any of those things in the first week that I've used it. So I am greatly enjoying my time with it. I mean, this is replacing my 2011 MacBook Pro, which is still a really good laptop. It just, I don't know, it was time for me to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So this one has that whole, what do they call that thing? That touchpad thing. I don't remember what that's called.
Yeah, the bar thing. I don't know what it's called either.
Yeah, touch bar. I don't know. And it's a little bit gimmicky, but at the same time, I enjoy using it.
Sure, it's fun.
It's a fun little thing, and I don't have to remember what like the function keys are and everything. It like just changes them up there for you, tells you what they are. And I have not had to deal with any of the dongle life because I've not tried to plug anything into it. So,
dongle life refers to living with dongles.
Right.
I thought he was implying that the dongles die after a certain amount.
No. Of time. So yeah, the MacBook Pros only have USB-Cs on them. So,
all right.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I got some AirPods as well, and I'm enjoying those.
See, I can't go with those because they don't seal off my ear hole. I need my ear hole sealed.
Mm. I enjoy the AirPods. They're pretty neat how they just turn on and off.
I'm enjoying my $25 inked wireless headset that I bought from Target clearance.
I don't buy anything more than $5 for headphones.
And another smart home nonsense. I did order the new Amazon Echo Show and the Amazon Echo subwoofer, and I'll have those tomorrow, so I'll talk about them next week. If I could tickle your ass with a feather there. All right, let's hit up that CAG bag and then go to bed.
Everybody CAG bed.
CAG bed. At Carl Kramer writes in and he says, do you guys ever worry about getting carpal tunnel syndrome from all your gaming and computer use? What would you do if you got it?
I figure I got like 3 good years left of me before I croak. So I don't really think too much about that.
Oh, my wrists hurt. Like I'm well aware that I've been using a computer since I was 10. So that's 35 years of computers. My wrists don't feel that good. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people in this situation because I was sort of early, you know, just my generation happened to be like when home computers came out. And so I feel like in the next like 10 years or so, you're going to be seeing a lot of people with these problems. But I don't know what you, I think, you know, there are some exercises that you could do, but I don't know. It might be too late for me. Shipwreck, how are your wrists?
Mine are fantastic.
That's from all that basketball, probably.
Yeah, I've got good, strong basketball wrists.
Shit, I got nothing. At one die tonight. Wow, that's grim. I feel a bit ripped off with the Dreamcade replay. Does it still get Shipwreck's seal of approval after all their problems?
I have not dug into all the problems. I know that there's... I've gotten this question from a few different people, mm-hmm. and I have not dug into the problems that other people are having. Mine still is working as advertised, I would say. I mean, there's certainly some room for improvement on the front end and getting different stuff installed, but I'm still fine with the $100 I spent on this. Like, it's pretty right. good That's for the $100. But I've heard yeah. some people are getting refunds if they're oh. something must be going bad with a batch of these or something.
Oh, guess. Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, it's Kickstarter. It's not
right.
Like you're kind of gambling a little bit with this stuff.
Well, I did order the new Atari Hotness.
Oh yeah,
the winter hat and scarf. Mm-hmm. I think Geek that was on sale.
Okay,
that's I'm a lot more interested in that than.
Have you seen? Have you seen
to see those pictures?
Have you seen the loot boxes that Target has now?
No,
they have like Midway Arcade Classics, like a box of just like tchotchkes that you can buy for Midway Arcade Classics.
I saw they my Target had a box of something. It wasn't video game related though.
Oh, they're all back in the video game section.
Okay, like, I don't understand. I'm lost. What's in the box?
So it's like
socks and a keychain,
T-shirt,
and, yeah,
beer koozie, maybe mm-hmm. or that type Something. Of stuff.
How much?
$30, I think.
Yeah, the one I looked at was $30, and I can't believe I can't remember what character it was. I remember looking at it, going, "Oh, this is interesting," and then also going, "I don't want that."
It was probably Alf.
Yeah, something. So it was something. Something that would make me stop and look at it, but not enough for me to go, I need to buy that. Maybe it was Batman.
Probably was Batman.
Yeah.
They have Sony PlayStation. But ones, the boxes look like the original Sony PlayStation. They have one that looks like the Atari 2600. There might have been one other one.
I'm so glad that Target decided to embrace the whole gambling and video games motif.
Well, you know what's in the box, though. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
You like flip it over and you go, okay, this is the crap I'm getting. Okay. This is the one thing that I might actually want.
Right. And then it's not like the boxes they sell at the trade shows.
But it's similar in nature in that you're probably only going to want like one or two of the things that are in that box.
Got it.
It was something Joust related in the Midway box.
I did get that Joust messenger bag.
Okay.
At GameStop for $5.
I think it was something Joust in there. Yeah.
I may have to splurge because I have an issue with buying Joust things.
I was in Manhattan during Comic-Con. I didn't go to the show, but I just happened to be there. Sorry. And I did see people carrying around on the streets like those loot boxes that we saw people carrying around at E3.
Nice. So
that seems like a good business.
It probably is.
Let's see what else we got here. I don't know. Oh, how about this one for Ship? Another one. At Kevin So asks, any thoughts on Life is Strange Season 2? I remember Thorbond being a fan of the series. They sent me a review code and I sent it on to Thorbond. Because I know he is a big fan. I did not hear how it is, so I can't tell you about that. But he says, asks also, what does Shipwreck think of Seti Osman? I don't know who that is.
He is a basketball player.
Gotcha.
He played for the Cavs last year, but he was basically like the guy that like high-fived LeBron after LeBron made a shot.
That's his job?
Yeah, like he would be like the guy on the bench where LeBron would hit a game winner, and then he would come out and LeBron and him would like chest bump.
Cool. I could do that.
So
I might not be tall enough.
But now LeBron is gone. LeBron's with the Lakers. So okay. Now this guy will actually play, so we'll see if he can actually play or not.
Wombat, what do you think of Seti Osman?
Yes, I
What do you think of Seti Alpha 5?
Ooh, that's tough.
Seti Alpha 5. Botany Bay. Botany Bay. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's remind everybody to redeem their trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, the holiday shopping season is coming. And I think that's it. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
A man who hosts the CAGcast never cries at movies. Send him your free games. Fallout is a shooter now. Forza has emotes and clothes. What is going on? I have a simple life. Spending time with my kids and wife, with no emotes and no surprises, no emotes and no surprises, no emotes and no surprises. Stop it. Stop it. This is my biggest fear. All games are destiny now. No emotes and no surprises. No emotes and no surprises, no emotes and no surprises, please. Send me some free stuff, then send me more free stuff. No emotes and no surprises. No emotes and no surprises. No emotes and no surprises.